Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. You know, God's been putting so much on my heart and just love, love, love to love the people more and more and more. The way God so loved us that He sent Jesus. And so it's a powerful thing. Love never fails. How many of you know that's true? But God's been showing me, I want to start teaching something, not today. There's a couple of things, but the one I know I've got to bring is on the Holy Spirit. Because what people don't tend to realize is God gave all the authority and the leadership to the Holy Spirit to direct His church. That's why He's the one who gives gifts to who He wills to give them to. You understand? So He's a precious, precious, powerful, wonderful God that loves us and leads and guides us. So come to hear how to hear from the Word of God and you'll grow in that. But also, you think about the Holy Spirit. You know, I can just imagine before everything went down with Jesus coming, they had a meeting, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and said, look, we have a problem. We're going to do this about it, but I need someone of us to go and die and give your blood so that they can become righteous. Jesus said, I'll go. Holy Spirit said, I'll raise him up. Think about this. Jesus trusted the Holy Spirit completely.
Yes, He did.
Amen. Total trust. He went to the grave, trusting and believing He would be raised. We can trust the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, say, trust the Holy Ghost. Now tell yourself, say, trust the Holy Ghost. That's a really, really powerful thing. So I want to teach on that. And then another thing God's been showing me is worship. We think worship is a song. No, it's not. In fact, I'm going to show you scriptures. When the musicians played the music, the worshipers fell on their faces. They weren't even singing. We're going to teach you, and we're going to show you scripture upon scripture. Now, worship can encourage us to get into the presence of God. But don't just say it's the worship, it's that singing is worship. It's a form, and it can help us. But really, we're going to teach you deep what the word worship actually means. So we can go deep, amen? But today I'm talking to you about limited power. Everyone say, limited power.
Limited power.
Say, against me. Because some people think the devil's got overwhelming power against them. But I want you to know it's a limited power that he has. And it's our decision to choose to not let that power overtake us. Now, how many of you in this place today is ever tempted to do things that you don't want to do? Let me see your hands. Okay, the rest of you didn't put your hands up. You're tempted to lie. Put your hands up. Everyone in this place, you're all tempted to do things you don't wish to do. Is that correct? It may just be angry. Get overly anger. Go to bed with that anger. You know, that's sin. Oh, but we don't like that word in the church, sin anymore. Sin, sin, sin. We need to learn about it. Sin is not what God likes. And He's given us the ability and the means to overcome sin. That's the beauty about God. Amen? And so, and I'm talking to born-again children of God right now. I'm talking to you at home, watching by way of the internet, in this building. And if you're not born again, by the time you leave here, you will be. You will get the opportunity and you will become born again. Because without the born-again experience, you're on a one-way trip to where you don't want to go. And you don't have to. But you have to make a decision, amen? But anyway, I'm talking to born-again children of God today, and I've got absolutely great news for you. How many of you like great news? Well, what does gospel mean? It means good news, correct? So we're going to give you some good news. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, and we're going to look at verse 13. I'm reading it from the Amplified Translation. And God says, yeah, no temptation. Everyone say, no temptation. Regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. It's not beyond human resistance. Now watch here. But God is faithful to what? See, God says in Jeremiah 1:12, he says, God watches over his word to perform it. God watches over that word and is faithful to his word. He doesn't have to be faithful to your word if it doesn't line up with his word. I'll tell you who's faithful to your word when it's against God's word is the devil. Because when you say, I'm sick, that's not God's word. The devil says, let me oblige you. Death and life is where? Whose tongue? Our own tongue. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of our tongues. Correct? Amen. This is exciting. So he says, God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy. Wow. We just spoke about the Holy Spirit being God, Jesus, trusted him completely. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's God. God is trustworthy. Jesus is trustworthy. Holy Spirit is trustworthy. The Father is trustworthy. Amen. Amen. Have I said it and will I not do it? Those are his words. Am I a man that I should lie? No, he is trustworthy. He's more trustworthy than anyone else you've ever known in your entire life. More than Mother Teresa. Amen. Come on. Amen. Now watch what he says here. He says, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. So when you say, well, I couldn't help it, Pastor. No, you're lying now. You could. Because he said, he'll make sure that you can resist it. It will not be beyond human ability. Because why? You've got grace on you. Grace is the power of God to help you do what you couldn't do without it. So when you're graced to do something, it becomes doable. And God sent his grace. Amen? Now watch ya. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. Amen. How can I overcome with joy? What does that mean? To me, it means, man, I know when I overcome certain things, I feel so good. Amen. Any of you? I'm so joyful. Thank you, Lord. I didn't do it. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that? Amen. So you can overcome whatever temptation comes your way and you can come out of that thing with joy. You see, not everybody likes to talk about temptation and sin, but we need to talk about it in the church. Now, Jesus came to the earth just as a man. He gave up his godly privileges in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. He gave up his godly privileges and he counted it not to be weird or anything like that, to be called equal together with God. Of course, he was God, but he gave it up and he came to the earth as a human being. He put on the body of a servant and came just like you and me. Amen. Correct. So he didn't have any godly special privileges to overcome what he overcame. The blood in him was God, but that's it. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit. Just another word about the great, precious, wonderful Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit was not on Jesus, Jesus couldn't have healed a fly. We'll talk about that when we do that one, amen? But Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And so what happened? In Luke 4, look at Luke 4, verse 13, out of the King James. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, all the trials, he departed from Jesus for a season. Means he's coming back. How many of you have been tempted with something and then the same thing a week later? And then the same thing a week later? But I can tell you this, it gets less and less and less in that particular area as you stand against it over and over and over again. Eventually, he might just come once a year just to check up on you. You used to do drugs, but now do it this way. And a year later, he'll come to get someone to offer you some drugs that was your choice of drug. But now you've learned to overcome this thing. So now you'll say no. But we take it one day at a time. Jesus was for 40 days and 40 nights tempted by Satan. And now watch out. Verse 2 tells us he was tempted by the devil, not by God. God, in James 1, verse 17, says God tempts no one. Read it for yourself in James, the book of James. He tempts nobody. Amen. And so a lot of people say, well, God's doing this to me to teach me something. He doesn't teach you that way. He teaches you by fivefold ministry, by the word, and by the spirit. Amen. Amen. And so you got to get your mind out of that God's putting sickness or whatever, a disaster in your life to teach you something. Learn while you're in the middle of that. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear evil, for God is with me. He's with you and he'll guide you through the valley. Don't camp in the valley. That's where the devil wants you to reside. No. You get through that thing. Amen. So just something I wanted to tell you and add to you. If you look further down in that chapter, I should have got the scripture. Jesus came out of the wilderness, the Bible says, full of the Holy Ghost and power. And his glory went out for everyone to see. What? Listen, think about this. He had to be tempted and tested before he could come full of the power and the glory of God. When you overcome the enemy in any area of your life, God will show up with glory and you'll start to become someone supernatural. You'll start to do supernatural things. When you stand against the wiles of the enemy and you put him down, like Paul said, I keep him under, because he tries to slip out all the time, doesn't he? He tries to slip out and come to you again. But I keep him under. When you do that, you start rising in supernatural abilities. Jesus came out of the wilderness after 40 days and 40 nights in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on. So that is such a reason to want to stay away from sin. I know you do want to, but think about these things. Amen. Amen. Now, the wording of that scripture that we just read in Luke 4:13, implies that Satan exhausted his complete arsenal of temptations on Jesus. And yet, he lost. He had to leave. And he left not accomplishing what he wanted to accomplish by getting Jesus off his assignment. See, the devil's got a plan to get you off your personal assignment. God's will for your life, you're trying to walk in now. He comes to try to sidetrack you with whatever it is to get you off that assignment. He doesn't want you to know you're a world changer. Amen. He doesn't want you to know you can lay hands on sick people and they will recover. Not maybe they will. Amen. Did Jesus not say, do that, they will recover? So who am I to argue and say you won't recover? Jesus never changed his word. And none of us have the right to change his word. He says, if you do that, you're in the fires of going to hell. In a bad place. Amen. So this is powerful and exciting stuff because we have mistakenly given Satan too much credit for what he can do.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with many